Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the AFS show. I'm still the host, Mo Stewart, and this episode is about a sport that is very dear and close to my heart and has been one of my enduring sporting loves. That's athletics. I think the very first athletics meet I remember seeing was the Seoul Olympics in 1988. And I remember seeing Ben Johnson run so fast and thinking, wow, he's really fast. And then a couple of days later thinking, oh, that's why he's really fast. But despite that, I think the stories and just the sporting excellence across so many disciplines has just kept me going all these years. And I'm very pleased to be joined by one lady who, for whom I know the sport burns just lit up brightly for her, if not even more so, Philippa Smallwood. And I've got, well, someone maybe he couldn't consider himself not an expert, but someone who's very closely seen athletics up close in the near future, and someone who I trust on most sporting matters, and that's Graves. So welcome to the show, both of you. Philippa, I'll start with you. It's a slightly strange situation for athletics in as much as this is the second consecutive summer. We've got a World Championships coming up. It starts in Budapest on next Saturday, 16th. But that's kind of because of the COVID catch-up. But still, even though it seems like we've only had one really recently, this one itself is a big deal. We've got an Olympic year coming up. And so everyone kind of wants to position themselves as the person to beat going into that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of like a little bit of a mix. So there's some athletes who are kind of taking this year as a bit of a, almost like a training year for next year. So, you know, there's people who are coming kind of like towards the end of their careers, I would say, their athletics careers, who are kind of trying to pace themselves a little bit and say, let's not go all out for this year and, you know, just see what we can do this year and go into next year, you know, with a full block of training, hopefully. You know, I'm thinking about people like Holly Bleasdale, who's, you know, it looks like she's actually going to retire after the Olympics next year. So for her, all her focus is on that. I mean, I'm pleased that she is going. They've added her to the squad now, which is really good. But then there's the others who, like you say, who are really up and coming and really want to put, you know, their name on the map for the Olympics next year. And the best way to do that is to medal, if not win, at the World Championships. And, you know, there's some really, really exciting athletes coming through who I'm really, really looking forward to seeing in this World Championships. It's I think there's quite a lot of open events where you're not too sure where the medals are going to go. And I think that's what makes, you know, this World Championships particularly exciting. Sometimes you see it and, you know, it's pretty obvious who the medalists are going to be before you go into the events. But this year, you know, there really is a lot of open events there.